Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This is Slammed.
Brown goes inside. Oh, what a slam from Jaylen Brown.
Brought to you by WEEI and Odyssey Sports.
Tatum on the move. Oh, he set off the smoke detector.
With Megan Ottolini, Esteban Bustillos, and Justin Turpin.
Brown. One, two.
Right now.
Welcome to a triumphant episode of Slammed, because we're here after Celtics-Cavs. Celtics win 120-117 over a previously unbeaten 15-0, now 15-1 Cleveland team. And this was, I think, a real statement game for the Celtics top to bottom, not just because it was an NBA Cup game, but because I thought all their starters really came out to play. Nobody more so than Jason Tatum. And I definitely want to talk about that. But I'll just get from you guys first. Esteban, your big takeaway from the game tonight.
I think, as you mentioned, like the Celtics had a 21-point lead, almost blew it. So I think that's sort of, if there is one thing I do take away, is like it's a good win. They closed out when it mattered. I was also like, That's a little concerning, especially because, you know, the Cavs missing Caris LeVert. And, you know, obviously the Celtics missing Porzingis. But I want to see round two. Like, can they beat this team consistently in a playoff series when LeVert's playing, when Max Strus, who I know has been hurt for a little while, when he's playing. But it was a solid win. From, I think, all the starters ended up at double-digit points. That's what you want.
Yeah, absolutely. I would say the Cavs look for real. And as you noticed, both these teams are shorthanded, but the Cavs look for real. That third quarter was tough to watch, Terp. We, of course, were sitting next to each other in the press box, and I want to get your takeaways, but I got to say, like, a couple days ago, somebody on Blue Sky, the app that you will not join, somebody on Blue Sky asked me, hey, do the Celtics have an actual rim protection problem, or am I overreacting to what I saw over the weekend? And I was like, listen, dramatic John in the car on Blue Sky, you're fine. Like, the Celtics are fine. You're going to get Porzingis back. Kata, in the meantime, is a nice little stopgap. Not tonight. They were hunting him out in the paint in the third quarter to a point that, frankly, was rude and it was tough to watch. And so if there's any negative takeaways from this game, that's something that, in the meantime, until Porzingis comes back, and even when he does come back and they manage his workload, they got to figure something out there.
Yeah, the rim protection's been an issue. They entered tonight allowing the fourth most points in the paint around the entire league, and it's really been a problem since that Warriors game. So it's something Porzingis is going to clear up when he gets back, but how are you going to manage it until then? And obviously tonight they didn't do that. Cleveland had 60 points in the paint. Now part of that, though, is what they're willing to give, right? What shots are they willing to live with? When the Celtics are making those threes like they were tonight, they're okay with trading the 2 for 3. But sometimes, like we've seen the last week or so, like Atlanta, like Brooklyn, you're letting teams kind of hang around because you can't get a stop in the paint.
Yeah, and to the threes, I mean, One of Boston's best shooting nights of the year so far, 53.7% from three, 22 of 41. And again, without all their pieces, that's pretty good. It's not bad.
Absolutely. I want to get back to the point that I started with, which is something that I just wrote about for WEI.com. Jason Tatum's night. I said, I really think that I get it. It's before Thanksgiving. It's November. But this is the first case that he's made to be seriously considered as the top contender for the MVP award. And again, I get it. Like, this is an award that's given out in June, but it's for the regular season. This is the kind of moments that he has to rise to the occasion. And I thought he did on every part of the court. And, you know, right now, the last that I checked, he was second in the MVP ladder behind Jokic, right ahead of Kevin Durant, who has a strain and is going to be out for a little bit. Do you guys think I'm overreacting, or do you think that this was something that voters might actually consider, this 33-point, I don't even know how many, 12 boards he ended with and 7 assists? I mean, that's a pretty impressive stat line, and it doesn't even tell the full story of the way he swung the momentum in the game with that buzzer beater in the third quarter and what he was able to do when he got in defensively in the fourth.
I mean, so often we talk about these national TV games and how important these are to MVP candidacies. Tonight was an ESPN game, an NBA Cup game, and we'll see how much that ends up mattering. Actually, that has its own award. They have an NBA Cup MVP award. So that has its own little thing. So maybe he's the front runner for that
now. Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. But now we're talking real MVP, and I'm with you. I mean, you snap a 15-0 winning streak to start a season, and you are by far not even close to the best player on the floor tonight against the team that hopes to be the best team in the NBA. Absolutely, he was the best player on the floor tonight. And more importantly, he just played within rhythm. Like, he shot 50% and had 7 assists.
Yeah, StatMuse, who I've referenced before, Tatum currently right now in the league, first in points, first in 30-point games, first in games with 5-plus threes, and is leading the Celtics in points per game, rebounds per game, and assists per game. Pretty solid case. It's a pretty solid case when we're talking about MVP. Again, it's November, but that's not bad.
I just think that when you look at regular season games, yeah, the national televised game matters a lot, but it's also these little points that you look at, and game by game, this is one high watermark very early in the season. We'll see if he can follow it up. Another high watermark for Al Horford, who right before we started this pod, we were talking about, like, we got to talk about him tonight, because Al has these games. Every, you know, he's always pretty steady, but then he'll have a game where he's breaking open in the floor with the ball and he looks like he's 29 again, just for a moment. And, you know, he's not.
Yeah, he had that block, I think it was on Mitchell late in the fourth. He blocked it, took it all the way down himself, which I don't know last time we saw Al Horford handle the ball. Got it to Tatum that, and he found Pritchard out for the three. No, he played great. And something I looked up, I think right now he's shooting about 450 from three. That's his best in his career in seasons where he's averaging more than 1 3 per game. And he's and something I didn't think I was. And so that tonight he's shooting more threes than twos. And that's been a little bit of a trend for him for the past couple of years. But yeah, I mean, incredible game. I think it was 20 points. I think he had 3 blocks. Yeah, this is, like you said, it's like he's playing like he's a 10-year younger version of himself.
Esteban's so exciting. He's shaking the table with our camera on it.
And those 20.3 blocks, new season high, in which he set on Saturday against Toronto, had a season high 18. And I actually thought he was a big story in Toronto as well, but obviously it's overshadowed when Jason Tatum redeems himself, and that was kind of the talk. They won ugly again, but Al Horford, it's just the steady greatness with him. It's so nonchalant. It's all the time. And it's funny you mentioned that three-point shooting, because I went to the Kenny Atkinson post-game press conference after, and the first thing he pointed out was Al Horford shooting and how much he's developed for that. So I look back at the numbers. His first year with Atkinson, he shot 4 threes the entire season. He made 4 tonight, or he made 4 threes the entire season, sorry. Made 4 tonight. Shot only like 11. So it's that shooting. It's just incredible for a guy to, first of all, like, that's adaptation. Like, that is adapting to your surroundings and what the league is doing. And I mean, he's shooting a team best right now, 47.3, I think it was. So team best from three. So it's just, every time you think he's run out or you're done seeing Al Horford evolve, he just continues to do it.
Absolutely. And Al's talked on other podcasts, and he's talked at times about how he developed that 3-point shot because he wanted the longevity in his game that we're seeing now. So nice to see the payoffs. We did get the news yesterday that Kristaps Porzingis is on a rehab assignment with the Maine Celtics and then being assigned back to the Boston Celtics. How hopeful are you guys that he will make his return in the predicted time slot that he had of December as we look ahead to what's on the horizon for the Celtics?
I mean, if he's practicing, that seems like a good indicator. I know he's coming out before games shooting. I think you mentioned it's talking before we started recording. It's like, oh, do you want to bring him back sooner? It's like, no, like, look, like it may have been a tighter win than the Celtics wanted, but a win's a win. And I think his long-term health is more important than even like an NBA Cup game for the Celtics right now. So I think the prognosis sounds like it's good. I mean, Joe Mazzulla is like, he apparently has no idea what any of the timetable means. But no, I think you keep him on ice.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
As long as he needs.
From my understanding with this injury, when it's healed, it's healed. There's no like a wear and tear part of this. So it's more so his conditioning and how he responds to physicality and all that. So whenever these medical professionals that are above Joe Mazzulla, as he made crystal clear today, dictate that he is okay enough to play, I think he's going to play. And I do think it's right on track to where you're supposed to be or even before. And Brad Stephen said that on Media Day. They were surprised of how fast he was rehabbing. So I think he's absolutely going to hit that target. I really don't think there's any way we don't see him in the month of December.
Okay, well, again, a big win for the Celtics tonight, NBA Cup, but even more importantly, just snapping that annoying win streak for the unbeaten Cavs to prove that they are definitely the best team in the East. And now they're going to be heading down to my hometown, Washington, D.C. They're going to be visiting the White House. They're going to be seeing the Wizards. Our guy, Justin Turpin, is going to be down there. So, Justin, you know we are going to get a lot of content from you. If you want to follow any of that or anything, we're going to have more pods leading up to this crop of games that we have coming up, particularly that Timberwolves one on Sunday. Please follow, like, subscribe, Slammed, and find us on all our social accounts. Still trying to get this guy, Justin Turpin, on Blue Sky. We'll see if we'll be able to. He's like a really firm holdout. I don't know. I might have to create the Slam Blue Sky account myself, the way that things are going right now. But this has been Slammed. You know where to find us at this point.